session number 11965, reel 1.
Mr. Spencer, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Spencer?
Well, I was born in Tottington, a village just outside Bury. I was born there at number 25 Bury Road in 1896. I'm now 94 and a half now.
What did your father do for a living?
He worked in the bleach works, a print works, bleach works, you see. Mm.
And do you remember much about your early life? Could you give us an idea of what
it
was like?
Early on, you see, in Tottington, we were a big family of seven of us, and there wasn't a great deal of work in Tottington at that time, so... My eldest brother got work at the railway shed in Bury, Buckley Wells. And so he had to travel these steam engines. He had to get the fires lit in the boilers and get the fires going and the steam up for the engines to pull the trains. And so he had to go at all times of the night to start these boilers and these fires off. And so there wasn't any transport from Tottington to Bury. And so they had to use a bicycle, more or less. So, in the end, the whole family moved down into Bolton Road, near the Wellington Barracks there. And, of course, my other brother, middle brother, got work at an engineering place in Bury. And my sister's got jobs in the weaving shed. And I went to school at St. Stephen's School.
About how old were you when you moved into Bury?
Well, they say about, I don't remember moving, but they say about that I'd be about 2 years old.
Were conditions hard in your, you know, to live in? I mean, what were the living conditions like when you were young? I mean, did you suffer at all from...
The wages weren't very big, you know, but anyhow, food and everything was cheaper than what it is at the present day, so in the end we managed, but there wasn't much luxury food going, you see. It was plain, solid food, you know. Wasn't a lot of butter. Remember, they used to stand round the table when they were very young, and it was dripping that they used to have, you see, from a basin in the middle of the table. That wasn't a tower house, but it was next door. They had a lot of very young children there, you see. And I went to school. And
what was your school like? What was St. Stephen's School like? What was it, a good school?
Oh yes, pretty decent. Yes, we got the cane if we did anything wrong. I don't think that. It does any harm in the long run.
And was it mainly the 3 hours you did, reading, writing and arithmetic?
Yeah. They did get going to the baths, you know, taking them to the baths, but I was always too old for that class, you know, and I never went, really, much. to my regret, really.
And did you do well at school, or...?
Well, yes, I suppose. I wasn't very clever. I wasn't a dunce. I never wore a dunce's cap.
What about outside school? Were you a member of any of the boys' organisations, like Scouts or the Church Lads
no,
Brigade?
No, Scouts weren't going very... Well, I don't think they were going at all, but there was the Boys' Brigade connected with the churches, you see, and the Band of Hope, you know,
and were you
Temperance,
in,
you see.
Were you in either of those?
No, I did go to the Band of Hope, yes. We wore sashes across.
And what sort of things would you do with the Band of Hope, the Temperance thing?
Well, they were just like, you know, they were against drink, you know, and being good and all that.
What about, how old were you when you left school?
I was 13.
So that would be about 1909?
Yeah, something like that. I have the papers at home.
And what were you meant to do when you... What did you want to do when you left school? And what did you do?
Well, I don't think I had any particular desire, really. But my parents were very friendly with people at Tottington that had a forge, a shoeing forge, and they used to shoe horses there, and they also did these railings, palisading work, you know, really very, very nice, you know, nice stuff. And
were you made an apprentice with them, or were
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yes, you see, and I used to have to, as I say, we lived on Bolton Road, and an aunt that I had, my mother's sister, at that time she was living with us, because my grandfather, who lived at Tottington, had died, and she was left on her own, so as a makeshift, she came and lived with us for a time. She was a weaver at Tottington at Hoyles' Mill, and together we used to go to down Bolton Road to Berry Bridge, and there we used to walk it down, and then at Berry Bridge we used to get trams that we started to run then, and we used to get a tram up to Tottington, you see, and I used to go and to this forge, and I had to get the key from where they lived first of all, and open up the smithy and get the fires going, you see. But that carried on. But
what sort of work were you doing at the smithy? I mean, what was he teaching you?
Well, I had to make a little, he showed me how to help when they were making, they had machines, you see, that stamped holes in these long bars for the railings, palisadings, or I never got down to actually doing any pulling the nails out of the horse's hooves or anything like that, but... I got going making little staples, you see. Yeah, you know, a staple with two sharp edges, you know, to drive in wood or anything like that. And so that was my job, really.
Was there still much of a trade for a blacksmith, a smithy? Were there still a lot of horses about? Were there still a lot of horses about for the smithy?
Oh, yeah, yes, because motor cars were rather scarce, you know. There weren't many going those days. They're just beginning, really.
Did you enjoy the work there?
Well, not really. No, I didn't.
Why was that? What was wrong?
Because I didn't like it. And I've worn glasses all my life, you see. And the hot fires, the glare, it didn't seem to do for me eyes, and so I left.
How long had you been there, about?
Perhaps a couple of years or something like that.
So about 1911 you left. And where were you going then? What was your next job?
Well, I went as an errand boy to a well-known firm in used to be in the centre of Bury, called Perham's, a wine and spirit merchants. And they had a warehouse down some back streets where, you know, they didn't brew any beer or stout or anything like that, but they used to get these casks of beer, you see, and they used to bottle it up there. John Smith from Tadcaster and things, and then they had a ragged stout that was supposed to be... My mother used to have great faith in this ragged stout, you know. Not that she drank a lot, she didn't do that. No. And so I was there, but my brother, middle brother, he realised it wasn't much of a job for me. So,
why was that? No future, you mean?
Yeah.
What about your temperance? Were you still a teetotaler? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, that more or less faded away, you know. The Band of Hope, and I think that faded away. I remember seeing a lot of the Boys' Brigade coming down Bolton, at the end of Bolton Road. It wasn't a very tall building, and the shop below was a greengrocer's, and these boys' brigade was coming marching with a kettle drum, marching down Bolton Road, and when they got level with this greengrocer's, some boys had got a use and got on top of the building, and they pelted them with all sorts of things. Whether they were rotten apples or what, I don't know. I mean to say, Boys' Brigade gradually faded out, and we got the Boy Scouts then.
But you didn't join them?
No, I wasn't a member of the Boy Scouts, no.
So your brother thought that this wasn't much of a job.
That's
so
right.
How long had you been doing it when you moved?
Well, about a couple of years, you see.
Another couple of years? The errand boy job for the...
Yes, at Perham's, yes, you see. I left, and he had a friend of his that worked at an ironworks near the Dusty Miller, and Elton Ironworks. It has it over the big door now, although that's not, I don't know what kind of work they carry on with now, but it was, they did a lot of machinery for bleach works, calendars, and things like that, you see. And
what were you employed as there? What were you...
Well, as an iron turner, you see.
What was that exactly?
Well, anything that, in the machinery, you know, wanted turning, you see. You had the lathe, you see, to put it in, and of course some of the lathes are huge, you see. But, of course, I wasn't put on that, only a small lathe, you see. And at first you made washers and things like that, you see.
Did you do any night school or anything? Or were you just doing this apprenticeship as an
apprentice? No, apprenticeship, you see. And
you went there about 1913, would that be right?
After I left Perham's, I don't know... Yes, it would be about 1912, because I was at Riley's, and then the war came in 1914, and...
What was Riley's? Was that after Elton?
That was the ironworks, Riley's. Oh, Elkneyen works, Riley's.
Oh, it was known as both, yes.
Pardon?
It was known as Riley's, Elkneyen.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy the work as an iron turner? I mean, how did it suit you?
Well, I couldn't say as I really enjoyed it, because I think my vocation was in a different category altogether. And in later life, as I've grown up, you know, my attention, whatever you like to call it, has been directed to architecture and designing and things like that, you see. And I feel, you know, if I'd have been put in that job at the beginning, you see, but I wasn't, you see.
So you were working at Riley's, Elton Ironworks.
Yeah.
And you were there right until the war broke out.
Yeah, sure.
Did you have any idea that there was a war coming? I mean, did you watch the papers or anything?
Oh, well, yes. Everybody, it was on everybody's lips, you know. This war was going to take place, you know. What they've been doing, the Kaiser Bill. So a group of us left Riley's.
Had you thought to join the Territorials before the war? Did you think of joining the Territorials?
No. My brother was in, and he used to go to camp with them. You know, they went to a camp every year.
Which battalion was he in?
Pardon?
Which was he in the first fifth?
Yeah. Mm. He was in the fifth. Oh, yeah.
Were you too young, or were you just not bothered?
No, I think I was. I just didn't bother. I don't think I was too young. It just didn't bother.
What do you remember about the actual, you know, the start of August when the war broke out? How did you feel about the outbreak of war then?
Well,
do you remember anything that happened in Bury then?
Everybody, you know, was full of the war, and this enthusiasm, and they were going to stop Kaiserville and things like that, and it was going to be over in no time. Same as this Gulf War, they talk about it being decisive,
Did you really believe that the war would be over by Christmas? I mean, or was that something that was said later? Were people saying that at the time? And you believed that at the time?
Well, I don't know whether I actually believed it or not. I don't know.
So what did you decide to do? I mean,
well, we all, a group of us, you see, we had this this business of joining up and etc. So a group of us left Riley's and went up to the drill hall at Bury at the 5th LF.
Now, what exactly made you decide to join up? Do you remember? What was it that, was it the posters or other people? What made you decide?
Yeah, well, that feeling, you know, you wanted to do something, kind of thing, and that everything was going to be over in no time, and yeah, you was full of this enthusiasm. Yes.
How many of you from Riley's decided to join up?
I think about a dozen of us went.
And when was that? Was that September?
Yeah.
And do you know when about in September?
I think it was the 3rd, I think.
3rd of September.
Mm.
And when you all got together, I mean, what made you all decide to go together? How did you do it?
Well, they went round in the workshop and said, come on, come on.
Who went round?
Well, I might go round, and then next minute one of the others would be coming. Are you not coming? Come on, you know. And getting you all worked up.
And did you go straight from work? Or did
yeah.
Was it at lunchtime, or did you go at the end of work?
Oh, I couldn't say that. And no, I don't know. I couldn't say it precisely. No.
And you all wanted to join the 5th LA?
Yeah, yeah.
And where did you go to then, to try and join? Where did you go to?
We went to the drill hole in Bury.
Whereabouts is that?
Well, it's near the parish church, but it's with these Lloyd's Bank and everything, it's a bit hit. It's a nice building. And it's recently been sandblasted, whatever, you know, and cleaned up.
And what happened when you went there then?
Well, they told us that we couldn't go in the 5th LA. They were full up. They couldn't take any more. They said, so, but we'll put you in there with the 7th LA from Salford. They said, you'll all be together, which, of course, we were in the same brigade, 125 Brigade. And
So they actually signed you on for the first seventh at Bury Drill Hall, didn't
yeah.
they? Did
yeah.
they give you a medical exam?
Not there, no. And so then we had to assemble. I think it was the same day. We went home and I told my mother I'd joined up.
What did she say?
I don't remember.
Were they upset, though, your parents, or were pleased, or how did they react?
No, I don't think. No, because my brother, this middle brother, joined the Navy as an engineer in 1912. So I don't think altogether they were, you know, very upset about the job. So because, you say, everybody had that feeling it was going to be over in such a quick time, you know.
So you went home, you signed on at the Bury Drill Hall yeah. for the first yeah. 7th, then you went home, and then yeah. the same, what were you told to do?
We had to assemble back at the drill hall, you see, in the afternoon.
And what did you bring with you?
Nothing, I don't remember taking anything.
Were you in your work clothes or in
oh,
your
suit? Well, yes, we changed from our overalls and put a suit on, and then we went to the drill hall and they took us up to Turton on the outskirts of Bolton, and there we were on the canvas.
And that's where the 1st 7th were, 1st 7th Battalion.
Yes, well, they were, those days there wasn't so much talk about the 1st 5th or the 1st 7th or anything like that. It was the 5th, you see. It was later on when more recruits were taken on that it assumed this 2nd Battalion and things like that.
So to you it was just the 7th Battalion?
Yes.
And they were at Turton when you yeah. joined them. Now, what was sort of reception were you given when you arrived? Did they give you a medical and issue uniform? What happened when you
yeah,
got there? Yeah,
well, I don't know how long we were at Turton. We weren't there so very long.
But
we were given, we had allocated into units, you see, sections, platoons.
And what company were you put in?
B.
And do you remember your section or...?
Well, I think mine was the 2nd section. You see, I was in the 2nd platoon, and 2nd, because when we formed up, I was from the... I'd be in the 2nd, you see. Mm-hmm.
So you
and
were
we were given the medical then.
What was the medical like?
Well... not much, really.
Was it a proper medical? If you'd been not well, would they have spotted it?
Oh, no, I hardly think that. he just tested me, you know, you had to strip off, and they got hold of your testicles and you had to cough, and that was it.
So it sounds like a bit of a formality.
Yeah. He said, the doctor said, has your mother got any more like you?
And did they give you a uniform when you got there?
Yeah, and we got a uniform and a rifle.
Was it a proper uniform? You know, the khaki drill?
Yeah. I mean to say, it perhaps didn't fit in certain places, right? But these army tailors, you know, they just had a slit and a few stitches and it were perfect.
Now, you weren't there long, I know, a couple of weeks, you thought, before you went off. But do you remember, you were in tents, do you remember, that was your first time in the army, do you remember what impression it made on you, that couple of weeks under canvas at Turton?
Well, I don't know, really. You see, I don't... In the section that I got, I don't think any of the other mates were with me. I think I was on my own in that section, you know. Of these what joined up, you know, from Riley's, you see. I think I was just that one, and of course... I was among strangers from Salford.
How did you get on? Because you were a Bury lad and they were Salford lads.
Oh, yes,
did they make you welcome?
Yes, oh, yeah. Everything was all right, yeah.
They didn't pick on you at all?
Oh, no.
Were they from the same sort of background as you, you know?
Well, I should imagine so, really, yeah.
And did you, did you find life hard under canvas or that? Or?
No, it was, it was all very interesting, really. You know, wondering what was going to turn up next, what you were expected to do. We had to do a bit of square bashing, you know, forming up and a tease and attention and...
Now, some of them had been... It was a territorial unit. Oh, yeah. Some of them would have been trained before the war.
Yeah.
Did you notice that much, that some people knew what they were doing and people like yourself...
Well, they're inclined to keep us, the new ones, together. Then we had an instructor, you see... From the older lot.
So most people in your section would be like you, just joined up after the war.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the tent, I think I was the only one. You know, there were so many to a tent. But then, when we did a little bit of a... Which I don't remember doing a great deal... But when we all, they got us all together, the new recruits, and then we had an instructor from the older lot, you see, perhaps a sergeant, you see, from the older lot. Yeah.
And you were just doing a bit of drill?
Yeah. Mm.
What about, the food and the army discipline?
Oh, my goodness.
What did you think of the food then?
I thought it was terrible.
What was wrong with it?
They used to serve up this bacon and you couldn't see a streak of lean in it. It was all fat. Ooh, and I thought, I should never, never, never eat that stuff. But didn't I? I used to enjoy it.
Was all the food not very appetizing? I mean, was it all like the bacon, not very good food, or what?
No, it was all a bit on the rough side, you know.
But you got used to
it. You got used to it, yeah, you had to get used to it. It was, last Christmas I went into a home in Salford called what was it called? And it's a home for ex-servicemen, you see. There's some what's been in there 17 year, huh? And I went there for a fortnight. The food was very good and plenty of it, you know. But the bed, well, it wasn't up to my liking.